Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So I wake up this morning and I check my calendar to see what's on deck for the day. And I see an appointment at 12:30 with a name that I don't recognize. It's not something that I had set up. It's not something that that I knew anything about. And that happens because folks can go on my website or they can click on one of my calls to action in my emails or my video course, and they can book some time with me, usually for a short 15 or 30 minute consultation to follow up on an offer to see if they're a good fit. And this is one of those calls. So I click on it, didn't recognize the name. We haven't had any prior conversations. He's not on my radar. I don't recognize the name at all. And that's rare. Usually if someone's got time on my calendar, it's because we've talked or we've had a conversation, and maybe the timing is a surprise to me as to when they reached out and booked for a conversation. But usually the name is somewhat familiar. This person, I had no idea who they were, didn't know anything about them. So this morning, I went to Google, LinkedIn, looked them up, and got a feel for who they were. Still didn't really have any context as to why and how they were reaching out, but you know, I'd find that out on the call. So it is what it is. We got a 15-minute call booked, and I know from that they booked the call from the coaching page on my website, because I've got the call to action there is book a 15-minute call to find out if this is a good fit for you. And so I could tell kind of from that where they were coming from. We get on the call, and he says, "Look, I've been listening to your podcast for a while. I watched your video course, and I thought, you know, now would be a good time to reach out and see if you can help me." I said, "Sure. So, what's going on? What's the story?" And so, like, he tells me the story, and I won't go into the details, but he tells me the story of, you know, what he does, and you know, the structure of his business, and the kind of fees he charges, and his revenue, and he's looking to get to a certain level. He described that to me. So we have the conversation. I ask a few questions to better understand kind of what, you know, what he's really trying to achieve, what he's trying to accomplish. And by the end of the 15, 20 minute conversation, I said, "Look, I mean, I think it all sounds great. I can definitely help you. I think we could do a lot of great work together. Do you know how it works?" He goes, "Yeah, I've already looked at that on your website." I said, "Okay, well, when do you want to start?" And he said, "Well, as soon as possible." I said, "Well, that's great. I'm having a baby any day now," which I mentioned in yesterday's episode. "So I'm going to ask it to you to give me a week. Go ahead and submit the payment. I'll send you the link, blah, blah, blah. But give me a week. Let's start next week." And he said, "Yeah, sure. That's fine." So I got off the call and I thought, well, that's nice. You know, I woke up this morning and I've got a call booked on my calendar with somebody who I don't know, never heard from, came out of the blue, as far as I'm concerned. And 15, 20 minutes later after the conversation, I have a new coaching client. You know, life is good, right? So I certainly wish every conversation went that way. And I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that it does. It certainly doesn't. That was probably one of the easier conversations I've had when it comes to signing a new client. But it does happen, and there's a reason for it. If you're not having conversations like this at all, then there's a reason for that as well. And I'll tell you why. He had already qualified himself. I didn't need to qualify him. He knew right away when we got on the phone that he was a good fit to work with me and I was the right coach to help him. And in this case, it's a coaching relationship. I do consulting as well. That's a different story. We're talking about a coaching relationship here. He had already self-identified as the right person. How? Because he's been listening to my podcast. So he hears my ideas. He hears my perspectives. He understands my point of view. He knows how I view the world and how I view marketing for a professional service provider or a consultant. He gets it. He's taken my course. So now he's kind of tasted a little bit more of my kind of in-depth view on how to generate leads, how to build a practice, how to do all those great things. So he knows where I'm coming from, right? And he reached out to me because, you know, he's identified for himself that I'm the person that he wants to be working with, right? So at this stage, it's not so much about, hey, can you help me? It's more about, hey, here's what I'm doing. Here's what I'm trying to accomplish. Will this work? Basically, right? Like it's an opportunity for him to tell me his story and for me to validate to him that, yeah, I can definitely help you. Right. You can see how that's a very different conversation from, oh, so what do you do? And why should I work with you? And What are your perspectives? What are your ideas? Can you send me a proposal? Like, we didn't have any of that conversation. It wasn't about what can you do for me? Can you send me a proposal? How much does it cost? We didn't talk about any of that. It was simply about, here's my story. I know you can help me. Can you validate that for me? And then I validated it for him. We had a little conversation about what that might look like, some early ideas and what we might work on together, what he might focus on from a marketing perspective. And that was all he needed to hear. He was good to go. And I kind of forced the conversation by telling him a little bit more about the coaching program. But I think he was pretty much sold on it before I even opened my mouth. So, that's what I wanted to share with you today is, if you're not having these really easy conversations, and they're not all going to be like that, don't expect that, right? I don't want to spoil you. But if they're not happening at all, then chances are you're not putting enough thought leadership content out into the marketplace so that buyers can self-identify as your ideal clients for themselves. Because when they do that, when you give them the opportunity to do that, then by the time they get on the phone with you, they've made up their minds, and the rest is simply just a matter of working out details. And that's a really beautiful thing. So it happened to me today. I hope it happens more often, and I hope it happens for you, but it's not going to happen unless you create that thought leadership content and you get it out in front of your ideal clients. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.